Could we open our services with this part of the morning by Brother Hoskins will read the morning resolve. No, Brother Post will read the morning resolve. I beg your pardon.
My morning resolve. My earnest thought and desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering God's call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and his interest, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please none of self but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord and the truth of the brethren and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to God's care and providential overruling all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
The morning vow will be read by Brother Williams.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember the throne of grace, the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husbands, children, father, and natural brothers.
This time, Brother Knapp will read the manna text for today.
Manna for June 21st. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Matthew 11:29. Truly, in a meek and quiet spirit is the secret of rest. To be meek is to cultivate the graces of patience, of loving submission to the will of God, of abiding confidence in his love and care, and in the wisdom of his guiding counsel and overruling providences, and to persistently pursue this course through evil and through good report, or through favorable or unfavorable circumstances. Let the beloved children of God seek more and more to copy Christ's meek and quiet spirit, accepting the providences of God, and obeying his precepts and leadings as he did, armed with the strength which he alone can supply, and will, to those who take his yoke upon them, and learn of him. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Matthew 11:29.
Thank you very much. welcome address is not going to be very long. It was 14 years ago that we had our first convention, and the Lord has richly blessed us over these years. We've had trials and tribulations. We've had wet weather. We've had hot weather. We've had hail. You name it, the Lord has richly blessed us with about everything that can be given in weather except tornadoes, and I hope we don't have any of those. As I've always said before, this is not our convention, but your convention. What the Lord has given us is His and ours to use. We do, with regret, say that this will be our last convention, but everyone that has come has made it a wonderful blessing to each and every one that has been here. I don't know exactly what to say. It's been a wonderful blessing to us. So I think at this time I'll turn it over to Brother Gaunt. He's opened his service with number 28.